Bible reading number 205, Daniel 3, verses 1 through 30. The Golden Idol. One day King Nebuchadnezzar had his servants make a golden statue. The statue was 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. He set up that statue on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar summoned all of his important leaders, the governors, the assistant governors, the captains of the soldiers, the people who advised the king, the keepers of the treasury, the judges, the rulers, and all the other officials among the provinces of his entire kingdom. He wanted these men to come to the special ceremony which he had set up for the statue. So they all gathered for that dedication, and they stood in front of the statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the announcer spoke out very loudly, "O ethnic groups, nations, and men of every language, this is the decree. You will soon hear the sound of the horns, the flutes, the lyres, the zithers, the harps, the bagpipes, and all the other musical instruments. At the very moment this happens, you must all bow down and worship the golden statue. This is the great statue which King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Anyone who does not bow down and worship at that instant will be thrown into the middle of a blazing furnace." Now many ethnic groups, nations, and men who spoke every language were present, and they heard the sound of the horns, the flutes, the lyres, the zithers, the harps, and all the other musical instruments. At that moment, they all bowed down immediately and worshipped the golden statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then some men, the Babylonians, came near the king. They began to speak against the men of Judah. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. O king, you made this decree. Every individual will hear the horns, the flutes, the lyres, the zithers, the harps, the bagpipes, and all the other musical instruments. Then each one must bow down and worship the golden statue. Anyone who does not immediately bow down and worship will be thrown into the middle of a blazing furnace. O king, there are some Jewish men who did not pay any attention to your command, and you have made them important administrators in the province of Babylon. Their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They do not serve your gods, and they do not worship the golden statue which you have set up." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were loyal to the one true God. Then Nebuchadnezzar became very, very angry. He summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So those men were brought into the presence of the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true that you are not serving my gods? And is it true that you did not worship the golden statue which I have set up? You will now hear the sound of the horns, the flutes, the lyres, the zithers, the harps, the bagpipes, and all the other musical instruments. And you must be ready to bow down and worship the statue which I made. If you do this, fine. However, if you do not worship it at that moment, then you will be thrown into the middle of the blazing furnace. Then no god will be able to save you from my power." But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king. They said, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves to you about this. Suppose you throw us into the middle of the furnace. The God whom we serve is able to save us from your power. If he does so, good. But even if God does not rescue us, O king, we want you to know this. We will not serve your gods, and we will not worship the golden statue which you have set up." The Fiery Furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with rage at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The look on his face completely changed. He answered by giving this command, "Heat the furnace 7 times hotter than it usually is." Then he commanded some of the bravest soldiers in his army to tie up the hands of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they bound Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and threw them into the middle of the blazing furnace. The Jewish boys were still wearing their robes, their tunics, their turbans, and other clothes. That furnace was heated to be tremendously hot because of the king's urgent order. The fire was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego there. The hands of those three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were tied firmly. They fell down into the middle of the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was totally amazed. He quickly jumped to his feet. He asked his royal officials, "Didn't we tie up only three men and throw them into the middle of the fire?" They answered the king, "That is correct, O king." The king answered, "Look, I see four men. They are walking around in the middle of the fire. They are not tied up, and they are not burned up. The fourth man looks like a son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar went nearer to the entrance of the blazing furnace. He shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out! Servants of the Most High God, come here!" So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. After they came out, the princes, the assistant governors, the governors, and the royal advisors crowded around them. They could see that the fire had not harmed their bodies. Their hair was not burned. Their robes were not affected. And they didn't even have the smell of smoke clinging to them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He has sent his angel and saved his servants from the fire, because they trusted in their God. They refused to obey my command, and they were willing to die rather than to serve or worship any god other than their own God. So I hereby make this decree. No one of any ethnic group, nation, or language must ever say anything bad against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Anyone who does so will be torn apart, and his house will be turned into a pile of rocks. No other god can save his people like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego within the province of Babylon.